We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah. From now on till the end of the Perek, we will start talking about the Indian of Yeshiva Sukkah. Until now, we're talking about where to build a Sukkah, the structure of a Sukkah, what's kosher for a Sukkah. Now we're going to talk about eating in a Sukkah, who's mechuyev to eat in a Sukkah, who's not, what you're allowed to eat in what you're allowed to eat at a Sukkah, what you have to eat in the Sukkah. And that's where we'll start the Sukkah right now. Zok the Mishnah. Shluchei Mitzvah Peturim Min HaSukkah. People who are on the way to do a Mitzvah, they're part of a sukkah. And the reason is because we have a klal, a ha'isik, a mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. And the same thing, choylem u'misham sheyem turim in a sukkah. People who are sick, they're part of a sukkah. The people who are taking care of them, the sham sheyem, they're also called ha'isik, a mitzvah, and they're part of a sukkah. Oichlem v'shoysim aray chot a sukkah. And the third halacha in the Mishnah is that you're allowed to eat aray at a sukkah. It means not a regular meal, a temporary meal, a small meal is allowed to be eaten out of the sukkah. And Yitzchak will see in the Gemara exactly what that means. Now, what does it mean, shluchei mitzvah? So Rashi says shluchei mitzvah means someone who's on the way to go learn Torah or to mekabel his Rebbe or for pidyon shvuyim. They're called shluchei mitzvah, and they're part of, because oisik mitzvah part of a mitzvah. And there's a chiddush that even though you're going to learn Torah, usually Torah is not doich in a mitzvah. That's one of the exceptions of oisik mitzvah part of a mitzvah, because the whole point of learning Torah is to do mitzvahs. But going to learn Torah, that's a mitzvah also, and that will be deicha, the mitzvah sukkah. And mekal pnei rabbi, the chiddush is, even though it's only a mitzvah the rabbanon, the mekal pnei rabbi, still it's deicha, the mitzvah sukkah. And pidyon shvuyim is simple, it's part of a sukkah. And Rashi adds another thing. You're part of a sukkah even when you're not traveling. So what's the reason? So Rashi on the chavav is mashma, the reason is because you're Torah in your mitzvah still. So even though you stopped for the night, but since it's Torah in the mitzvah, therefore it's always a mitzvah part of a mitzvah. Tosfos also speaks about that, and Tosfos has a problem. He says, if you can mekayim both of them, so what's the issue? What's always the issue of oisik mitzvah part of the mitzvah? Tell me if I wear tzitzis, I don't do any mitzvahs because I'm doing a mitzvah. Tosfos says, of course you chayav a mitzvah because it's not disturbing doing a mitzvah that you're wearing tzitzis. So Tosfos says that halacha is, says v'tzarech loyma, the hachanami and the Tosfos the maskel shluchei, says v'tzarech loyma, the hachanami ari v'chei gavna, the mitzvah v'kiyam mitzvah sukkah have a vatim mitzvah sam. If you're busy with mitzvah sukkah, you wouldn't be able to do the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim, and therefore you're part from a sukkah. But if it's possible to do both, you should do both. The Rana, on the other hand, argues a little bit on Tosfos, and he says, kol zmanya, middle of the mitzvah, then even though if it's possible for you to eat in the sukkah, you're not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. Anytime you're middle of the mitzvah, you're part from a mitzvah. You don't actually have to be impossible to do the other mitzvah. That's how the Ran learns. And it's like Ran and Tosfos. Tosfos holds it has to be, it's impossible to do the other mitzvah because you're busy with this mitzvah. According to Ran, is as long as you're middle of a mitzvah, then the halacha is your partner from Sukkah. So, example, you didn't finish pidyon shvuyim yet, then you're partner. Or you didn't get to your Rebbe yet, then you're partner. Masheken, wearing tzitzis there, you finished the mitzvah already, it's on you already, and therefore you're still chayiv in Sukkah. Zok the Gemara, where's this makar that oisik b'mitzvah is part of the mitzvah? How do you know if you're busy with a mitzvah, you're part of a mitzvah? Not immediately. How do we know? So the Gemara is being a pasuk. The Ritva asks, what do you need a pasuk for? If according to Tosfos, the case is he can't do both, so what do you want him to be, a malach? He's human, he can't do both mitzvahs. Of course he doesn't do both mitzvahs. What do you need a pasuk for that? Of course the oisik b'mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. So the Ritva says that the chiddush is that you're now let it go and do the other mitzvah. If you're in the middle of one mitzvah and another mitzvah comes up, you have to stay with this mitzvah. And that's what you learn from the pasuk. They have to stay with this mitzvah. According to the Ran, it's better because it's teaching us, even if it's possible for me to mekayim the other mitzvah, since I'm busy with one mitzvah, it's your partner. According to Tosfos, the question was, of course, you can't do both. On that, the Ritva answers, the chiddush is that you have to do the mitzvah you're doing and you can't go switch over to the other mitzvah. Not immediately. What's the makar for oisik mitzvah part of a mitzvah? The Tana Rabbanan learned in a brisa. It says in the pasuk in Shema, "V'shivtecha beveisecha uvelechtecha adarech." Prat la oisik mitzvah, v'shivtecha beveisecha teaches us prat la oisik mitzvah that you have to learn Torah only when you're sitting in your house doing nothing. But if you're busy with a mitzvah, then you're part of the mitzvah Talmud Torah, oisik mitzvah, uvelechtecha adarech prat lachasam. The chasen also is part of a mitzvah. We're talking about actually the mitzvah of Kriya Shema over here. We're talking about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema. So someone's oisik a mitzvah is part of. You don't have to say Kriya Shema b'shiftach b'veisacha. When you're not doing anything, but when you're doing a mitzvah, you're part of. And same thing, lech t'chav derech. It's coming to exclude a chasen that does not have to say Kriya Shema. So Rashi already asks, once you say oisik a mitzvah part of a mitzvah, so why do you need a pasuk also for a chasen? So Rashi answers, because you would think oisik mitzvah part of mitzvah only means mitzvahs that you're doing be a dying with your hands. But maybe a mitzvah that's only a problem with the machshava, the chassan, the reason why he can't say Shema is because he didn't get married yet, and he's very busy torud and machshava of the be'ila, of the being boil his wife, and therefore he's very torud machshava. So you would think machshava alone is not called a ptur for oisik mitzvah and mitzvah. K'mash lon ya, mekan amru hakoynis is a psula. Someone who marries a psula, a woman who was never married, then you're potter from kriyas shema v'samana. But if you marry amana, you chay. And the Gemara will discuss that soon, what the difference between a psula and amana is. So Marfa asks the kasha, my mashma, what do you see in the pasuk of a shivtacha b'veisacha that means that you have to yichayev shema only when you're doing nothing, not when you're doing a mitzvah? Where do you see that? Amar Rav Huna kederech. It says v'shivtacha b'veisacha lechav derech. Bad derech rishos, just like going on the way is not a mitzvah. Av kol rishos. Therefore, you only chayev shema on everything that's rishos. Lafuki hai, lafuki is something, the mitzvah asik, that you're busy with a mitzvah, that there you're not mechayev to say kriya shema. If you're busy with other mitzvah, you're not mechayev to say kriya shema. Freit the Gemara, where do you see, overlech tchava derech means that you're going to rishos? Milo yaskin on the ka'azul dvar mitzvah, it can't be he's going to dvar mitzvah. What do you think he's going on the way for? Maybe it's a dvar mitzvah also. V'kamarach mar likri, and the pasuk says, you say shema. And for the Gemara, and Cain lay mekra b'sheves uvaleches. It's just saying when he's sitting or going, my b'shiftecha uvalechtecha. You're sitting and you're going. Veleches idach chudim chayeves. You only chayev to say Shema when you're going for your own reasons, for your personal reasons. Habaleches the mitzvah when you're going for a mitzvah b'teres is part of a Shema, and that's the makar. The oisik b'mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. Someone's busy with a mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. The Gemara asks, if so, ihachi. If now you are establishing that someone's busy with a mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, when you're marrying a almana also is a mitzvah. We're talking about the mitzvah pre-revu. There's a mitzvah to marry almana also. So why, if you marry almana, do we say that yichayim shema? Yochi, I feel like koinis almana nami. If you marry almana, you should be part of a kriya shema until you consummate the marriage. And for the Gemara, koinis is a psula tarot. Before you koinis is a psula, you're tarot, you leave a tarot machshav v'ilah because it's you're not sure with the basulim. It's hard to do, and therefore you're busy in your head. You don't have the headspace to say Shema, and therefore you're potter. It's called oisik mitzvah. Kainis amana le tarad. Before marrying amana, you're not oisik mitzvah. You're not busy with the mitzvah, and therefore you have to say Shema. Break the Gemara. So you're telling me now it's totally in how much headspace you have. But chalhecha the tarad. Any time you are downtrodden and you can't think, hachanam the pati, a pati from Shema. Elamiyata, you can tell me, Tavas Finasa Biyom, someone has a shipping business and his ship sinks in the ocean, the Torah, then he's going crazy. Hachanami the party, tell me you're part of Mashma. Vichite Machanami, you say, yeah, maybe Hachanami, you're part of Mashma when you don't have any headspace, maybe. But it's not true. Vamarab, Abba Barzav, Damarab. Ovel, someone who loses a relative is Chayiv, Vichol HaMitzvah. It's Chayiv, all the mitzvahs were in the Torah. Chutz Minat Tfilin. Besides the Tfilin. And we see the Gemara on the Beis, talking about the first day that the person dies, his relative dies, he is part of tefillin, shereinema pe'er, because it says, Eloshim pe'er there, by pasuk yecheskel, which we'll see on the base, and the tefillin is called la glory, and you don't put the glory on your head when you're avil, someone's an avil. So he's saying, yechayev all the mitzvahs, even though he's tarad. Who's more tarad than an avil? Avil's very tarad, he's very downtrodden, he's very busy thinking about his avelos, his death in the family, and he's still chayv all the mitzvahs, so it's a tefillin. The special reason why tefillin says pe'er. Agav, a little bit of problem over here, it says chayv v'chol mitzvahs, and the Rishon already asked that l'chayr, he's not chayv in Talmud Torah, he's not chayv to learn. So the answer, he is chayv to learn because he has to say Shema, or because he learned the Dvarim Haro'im. But like upon him, the Gemara's kash is proving from here that Avil is chayv in mitzvahs, you see, Tarud is not a p'tor. So the kash is, you're telling me Besula, a chosin was marrying a Besula's potter because he's Tarud. Tarud is not a p'tor. And for the Gemara, you're right. Hachot Torah tirid the mitzvah. Hashem Torah tirid the rishos. He says it needs two things. It has to be a mitzvah and a tirid of the mitzvah. A mitzvah alone is not really enough because you see, a kohenis is a basula is chayiv in Shema. A kohenis is a almana is chayiv in Shema. A kohenis is a almana, you know what's a mitzvah, you're chayiv in Shema. It has to be your Torah b'mitzvah. You're busy with the mitzvah, that is when you're potter. Hashem by Avil is Torah tirid the rishos. And Rashi explains, even though there's chiyiv avelos, like wearing shoes and washing yourself, that's the show cover to the mace. But you're not mechuyiv to mitzdar. There's no chiyiv to be in a bad mood. And since it's not a mitzvah to be in a bad mood, even though physically you're in a bad mood, that's the mitzias, but that's not enough of a tour for the mitzvahs. Only if it's a tirid of the mitzvah are you part of kriyashma. Break the Gemara, Va'oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah hachanafka, is the Makar Va'oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah from the Pasuk of a Shiftach of a Vesach of Lachtach Vadarach, Mahasim Nafka, it's from a different Pasuk, the Tanya Lintan Abraisa. It says in the Pasuk that a bunch of people came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, it was Erev Pesach, he said, Lomanigara, we can't bring a Karim Pesach with Tommy today, and why should we lose that from the Karim Pesach? And because of that, Hashem told Moshe a new parasha of Pesach Sheni, of having a Pesach Sheni. So it says in the pasuk, "Vahi anoshim asher hayu tmeim lenefesh adam v'yuchul asa pesach v'yemhu v'yikr." On that day they couldn't do pesach. It's mashma tomorrow they would have been pure already. V'yikr v'ul lefnei ma'yishel fnei aron v'yemahu. That's what it says in the pasuk. Now, who are these? The Brisa discusses who are these anoshim that were tmeim lenefesh adam. Oysim anoshim mihayu. Who are these people? Because the diak is not only a regular tmei meisim. Because it's mashma b'yomahu. Something happened right then. Dafka that day was the last day of the purification process, and the next day would be mutas. So who are these nash? Who are these people? Mihayu. So one Tana says is noisei aroinish Yosef hayu. These were the people who were carrying the aroin of Yosef, and they became tamei. And they said lomani gara deriris aglili. Rabbi Kiva Imer, Tapa Chafayim Beis, Rabbi Kiva Imer, no, it was Mashal Vel Tzofen Hoyu. So it's Oiskin Menodav Aviyu. Mashal Vel Tzofen, who were cousins of Nodav Aviyu, they took care of Nodav Aviyu after they were nifter in the Heichel, when they brought Keteres Zara, Lefnei Hashem, they died the day of Shchayish Nisan, they were busy with them, and that's how they became Tommy. Rabbi Yitzchak Imer says, I don't understand both of you tonight, I don't understand. Im they say Ron Shal Yosef Hoyu, they could have been retired themselves. Like Rashi explains, that on the second day of Nisan, they already brought the Parah Aduma. So they could have had the spritzing of a Tamei Meis. Already, only 7 days for the process. So you could have started on the second day of Nisan, by test Nisan, the ninth day of Nisan, which is 5 days before Pesach, they could have been pure already. And the same thing for Mashal Vel Tzafon, that they were busy another view, well, another view Nifter, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The next day, they could have started their purification process. Which means the Aron Shel Yosef, they hadn't moved it already for a year already. Because they were after they got to Har Sinai, they stayed in that spot for almost a year. And here we're handling Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first Pesach, so they were sitting there for, there was 10 months since they carried the Aron of Yosef. They could have been Matar now, since Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they had the Paraduma. In Mishal, they could have been Matar themselves already, because it happened Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Zokt Rav Yitzchak, you know who these people were? They were busy with a meis mitzvah. And Rashi says, lav dafka meis mitzvah, it means a meis in the family, it's also called a meis mitzvah. If someone takes care of his meis in his family, that's called a mitzvah. The kohen's metamah to the Zion Kraivim, Rashi brings down. So you see, it's a mitzvah. A kohen's letter metamah to his seven Kraivim. It means his father, mother, sister, brother. Ela oiske meis mitzvah hayu. Shechal shviyish lamer Pesach. And the seventh day landed Rav Pesach. The halach is that you spritz on them on the third day and on the seventh day, and they go to the mikvah, and the next day, that evening already, they are tar. They couldn't bring a Pesach that day, but yemahu ein yichon lasos, holamach yichon lasos. They couldn't bring that day, but the next day they would have been pure already. And even though that night they would have been pure, but they can't, the Rashi brings down, going to Vayama holds, you ain't sheikh the mizarkin al tamei sharetz. You can't bring a Karim Pesach with someone who will be able to eat it tonight. You can't bring Karim Pesach for them because right now they are tamei. So out kind of brisa. So what do you see from the brisa? So we see from the brisa is that fear of Yitzchak, there were people who became tamei tameis even though they knew Pesach was coming up. L'cher, how could they do that? They could be doicha the mitzvah of Pesach, which is a chorus, by being tamei tameis. So what do you see? Ha'oisik b'mitzvah hata mitzvah. They're oisik right now with a mitzvah of taking care of a meis. Oh, they're not going to bring Karim Pesach? No, oisik mitzvah hata mitzvah. So Gemara's kash is, why do you need the makar b'shiftecho b'veisecho v'lechtecho v'aderech? What do you need that makar for? The makar is from this pasuk, or t'meim l'nefesh adam. So Gemara says, you're right, it is a makar, but you need both of them. Tzricha. You need both these makaris, both these sources to tell us, isik mitzvah patam mitzvah. Diyash min hasam, if you only told me by Pesach, that there, you're allowed to be metamah to the meis. You know why? I'm saying, loy motas van chiyuv the Pesach. There, when you're doing this mitzvah, The Pesach is still 7 days away. So maybe you might have to worry about mitzvah that's 7 days away, and I'll do the mitzvah now, that's right now the mitzvah. Avahacha about Shema, you have two mitzvahs in front of you. The mitzvah of getting married and the mitzvah of Kriyishma. Avahacha, the mitzvah is Zman Kriyishma, right now, the Zman Kriyishma is right now, Emoloi, it doesn't push it away. Sricha. Therefore, you need the din of Lech Techa Baderach Shetuch HaVeisacha. V'yash Min HaHacha, if he only said the case of Kriya Shema, they're both at the same time, that it's Doicha Yitzhala, Mishnu Lech HaKaris. There, it's Doicha Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is not Karis. Ava Hasam, by Karim Pesach, the Karis, if someone does not bring a Karim Pesach, it's Chayav Karis. So Eim Eloi, maybe there, the mitzvah of taking care of a mace is not Doicha, does not push away the mitzvah Pesach. Tzricha, Teretz does. Any mitzvah, we said even maybe a mitzvah derabanan, or Isik, a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah goes across the board, even though the mitzvah you're pushing away is a chamadig, a mitzvah of Karis, still, Isik, mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. And that is the chiddush of the case of Pesach Sheni. That story there teaches us this halacha, that even the mitzvah of Pesach gets, you'll push it off if you're busy with a mitzvah of mace. Because Isik, a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, even can neg a mitzvah of Karis.